The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." And I will give you what is just. So they went off, and he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember when I was pretty newly ordained, a couple years, there was this guy in the parish that was just notoriously anti-Catholic. He would send messages. We didn't have emails in those days. We had those little pink pieces of paper that said, "While you were out," and the secretary would write on it, and you'd put it on like this spike on your desk, right, so that you'd keep track of everything that happened while you were out. And anyway, he was very critical, and he was a difficult person. And I remember getting a call, Prince William County Hospital, late one night, and this man is dying. And I guess I was kind of a judgmental, newly ordained priest, because he wanted to be baptized. And my first reaction was, "What? How is that possible? He doesn't deserve it." I remember thinking that. I'll probably do purgatory for that. But that first reaction that I had, it was obviously something that came out of my background. So we baptized and confirmed and First Communion and everything, and that guy, and the Sacrament of the Sick, and he just probably went right to purgatory. No, I'm kidding. But the point of the matter is, I guess, is that In the first reading, my thoughts are not your thoughts. He says through the prophet Isaiah, "My thoughts are higher than the heavens are above the earth." And that's how high my thoughts are above yours. In other words, don't pretend to put thoughts into my head. Isn't it true that we're always trying to second guess him? Or else we're deciding what he's actually thinking about other people. I think that's one of the things we do a lot too, is we figure what God must think about that person over there. Well, there is a word that is not used necessarily in the gospel today, but it is a word that I did not even become aware of until I was in high school, and it's the word fair, or it's the expression, it's not fair. It's maybe in my house there was nothing fair, I don't know, as we were growing up. But fair is definitely a construct that we put together in our own brains, right? We think about that ourselves. It is an opinion that speaks on authority and can, in fact, call into question the authority itself. My opinion can even call into question the words and actions of Almighty God as if He were an equal to me. We do this all the time. So there are a couple of clues in the gospel today that I want to point out. The 9 a.m. crowd is told by the landowner, "You two go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." He doesn't say, "I'm going to give you what you think is fair." He says, "I'm going to give you what is just," that usual daily wage that everybody agreed to at the beginning of their employment, right? In some cases, the ones who were not employed until later in the day, he says, "Why are you standing around here idle?" And they say, "It's because nobody's hired us." So you see, in that case, that's not necessarily their fault. So fairness is not something that really enters into this thing at all. If you encounter someone or something who is unjust, it is your duty to call it out. But justice is based on the law. Whether natural or judicial, justice is based in fact, in truth. Unfortunately, these lines of truth and fact seem to be blurring today as opinion is becoming more important than truth. "You two go into my vineyard and I will give you what is just." He doesn't say an hourly wage. What he pays them for is based on who they are and not necessarily what they do. So pay time comes. At pay time, the 5 p.m. crowd is probably pretty happy and also pretty sure that the landowner made a mistake, but they're not going to say anything. Take the money and run. The 7 a.m. group grumbles against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour." And here is the second clue in the gospel today. They say to the landowner, "You have made them equal to us." Obviously, in their minds, they're not equals. But in God's world, all of us are equals. This is something that the world can assume, that there are values of some peoples that are greater than others. Perhaps even the value of a person might be determined by his or her ability to produce. And then what about the value of work itself? Is it not better to work than to sit idly all day? Human beings are not made to sit around all day long, especially the privilege of working in the vineyard of the landowner, who is understood in this parable as God. It's an honor. Work is a noble thing. And then, what of the freedom of the landowner? He says, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not get what you agreed to? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money?" The life of grace is something that God pours out all over His creation, not more to one person and less to another, but the same to all. The love of God is something that is offered equally, perfectly equally to every human person. But it is the individual human person who decides how much of that love they're going to accept, how much of that grace they're going to use. Or are you envious because I'm generous? Now, there's a difference between jealousy and envy. Jealousy is wanting something that somebody else has. But envious is being envious is wanting to be who someone else is, which kind of goes to the heart of this whole lack of ability of people to understand who they are and what their place is in relationship to God. I wonder, it's a hard thing, but it's a question I want to ask. Can you trust that God has no favorites? He must treat everyone the same because he is God. And so some might work a few hours and some might work for years, like the guy that gets the sacraments right at the end of his life, right? Well, I was baptized as a baby and I've been at it all this time. This guy, he's maybe 2 days. But we don't earn what God has to give to us. Remember, he gives it to us freely. Otherwise, it would not be a gift.